Chapter 60. Ship Death. Battle Barge Charybdis. Bridge. Lissa Essenzi noted the departure of the gunship through the starboard side launch bay on the ship's schematic display and turned her attention to an offensive war footing. With Numeon and most of his warriors in the void, she had to hold the attention of the two enemy vessels. She did so first by focusing the Charybdis's not inconsiderable strength against the smaller ship, which had moved closer to attain a better firing solution. "Target the Monarchia," she said. "Full broadside!" As the order came down, the Charybdis's guns were rolled out and primed. After a matter of seconds, the guns sounded, their vibrations felt all the way up in the bridge. Essenzi watched the discharge register on her schematic display with grim satisfaction. The sheer force of the blow smashed the smaller cruiser's voids like a wrecking ball. "Again," ordered Essenzi, as damage alarums cut the air and infiltration markers from their borders flashed up red on the display. Orders were given to armsmen's squads to intercept. She could see the salamanders wanted to join the fray, but they were disciplined enough to hold to their posts. A second salvo tore from the broadsides, filling the void with the silent flash of the Charybdis's devastating bombardment cannons. "Torpedoes, full spread!" she bellowed, having to shout above the shriek of the alarums, grasping the arms of the command throne as the bridge shuddered with the impact of the enemy guns. The launch was good, and the deadly payload from the ship's torpedo tubes raced across the void. More icons flashed on the schematic as the enemy boarders ripped through the inner hull and breached the ship proper. Vox traffic choked the shipwide feed as several engagements began at once. Essenzi shut her mind off to the gunfire and the screaming. Her attention flicked to the tactical feed, one of several hololithic representations she had before her. This one showed the second broadside finish what remained of the Monarchia's portside void shields. A few moments later, the torpedo payload struck. Silent blooms of fire, like lightning without thunder, erupted in night-black space. A good hit, an armor-breaking hit. Though she was too far away to see it, Essenzi imagined scads of plates fluttering off into the void like leaves. "Hit them again, full broadsides and another spread. Give the aft starboard engines full thrust. I want to turn. Bring us in close." The legionaries on board the Charybdis had broken through 16 choke points already. Vox comms from the beleaguered defenders marked their progress through the decks as it spread like a wildfire. Only it wasn't wild, it was purposeful and headed for the bridge. "My noble lords," said Essenzi, though her primary focus was still on the raging vessel-to-vessel combat. Mugarna and Baduk were already moving. They had passed through the blast doors to the bridge and sealed them behind them when the second broadside struck. Damage reports were flooding the data screed as the Charybdis slowly succumbed to death by increments. It was nothing compared to the catastrophic blow they dealt the Monarchia. What few shields the cruiser had restored were overloaded by the barrage. Huge explosions ripped soundlessly into the darkness, throwing light across the ravaged hull of the Word-Bearer's ship. Bodies were spilling into the void, frozen in an instant. Some were consumed in the ephemeral fires that lived and died in an eye blink. Chunks of debris, large deck sections, the baroque arch of a cathedral tower were already breaking loose in a mass diaspora when the torpedoes struck. Essenzi rose from her seat when one of the Monarchia's critical systems overloaded, and a newborn sun blazed into being to fill the vast oculus view. Ship death. The bow wake crashed into the Charybdis as far away as they were. It took under a minute and hammered the battle barge's hull. Essenzi was thrown back down. Fires broke out and servitors were quickly tasked with their suppression. All too audible explosions resounded across the bridge and the decks below as the Charybdis began to bleed in earnest. "How much longer can we hold, shipmistress?" asked the chaplain. He had remained behind, facing the blast doors, though he had no eyes to see what might be coming through them. 8 more choke points had fallen. The mortal defenders had almost spent their last. "Shipmistress," urged the chaplain, snapping Essenzi free of her grim strategizing for a few seconds. "They are 2 decks below us, although a force has headed to the cargo bay." The chaplain smiled. "They still think he's on board," said Essenzi. "Numeon's life and that of all my brothers aboard that gunship depend on our enemy believing that for a little longer." "I can focus their attention," Essenzi declared, noting the Charybdis had almost come about. She turned her gaze on the ensign at the helm. "Full power to the plasma drives!" A field of wreckage lingered after the Monarchia's demise, only detectable now the electromagnetic flare from its capitulating warp drives had faded. Essenzi meant to batter her way right through it and into the vessel looming beyond. She glanced at the schematic display and the aggressive boarding troops she had been tracking. "One more deck and they will be upon us," she said it half to herself, but the chaplain overheard. A crackle of energy flared from the haft of his dragon-headed mace. The few armsmen left on the bridge set up firing positions beside him, their weapons aimed at the blast doors. "Then we had better be swift, shipmistress," said the chaplain. "How can you fight them?" Essenzi asked, as the dorsal-mounted bombardment cannons were swung around to their next target, and torpedo bays were restocked for launch. "With my fireborn belief, shipmistress," he answered devoutly. "I need nothing more than that." "Lord Varkir," Essenzi began, needing to say something to mark these final moments. "You have earned the right to use my given name," he said. "I am Phaestus." "Lissa Essenzi," Varkir smiled ruefully. "You will always be shipmistress to me." Alert sirens sounded, ending their moment. A gauge on the schematic feed relayed the strain currently being exerted on the plasma drives. They were already damaged, now pushing beyond acceptable tolerances and redlining. The engine quake could be felt on the bridge, and small fissures had opened up in the vaulted ceiling and walls. Not long now. As the dorsal cannons began to roar, Essenzi clasped the Aquila around her neck and murmured a prayer for Numeon. Pieces of shrapnel rattled the outer hull of the gunship as it drove beneath the wake of the Monarchia's destruction. Though the flame-scorched and ragged carcass of the dead cruiser was little impediment to a vessel like the Charybdis, it presented a serious danger to the smaller transport trying to weave through its remains. The Monarchia had broken into several pieces when it was destroyed. Some of those pieces were large and had been catapulted across the void into the gunship's path. A heavy rain battered the hull now, but all too quickly it could turn into an unendurable storm. Close by, an explosion flared brightly through one of the sealed vision slits, heralding the destruction of a Saviour pod. The salamanders rode in silence amongst the swarm of empty vessels, just another ship amongst many, their heads bowed and their eyes on the recumbent form of their father. Only one amongst them spoke, and he uttered a name beneath his cinder breath. "Vulcan," murmured Numeon, the sigil clenched in one gauntleted fist.